It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Just fine. Thank you very much. Kind of the same thing as yesterday, weather-wise outside.
Yeah, pretty much.
Carbon copy, almost, yeah. Matter of fact. But keep your chin up and keep the umbrella handy. Going to be like that here for a little bit of time yet, but by the time we get to the weekend, I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, things will improve.
Yeah, partly cloudy, highs in the 70s, near 80, darn near here this weekend. So should be a pretty good weekend if you got some stuff to do. Hopefully we'll dry out a little bit by then. Kendall Warren in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got some gas and electric used clothes dryers, one matched washer dryer set, two portable dishwashers, both in good condition, one practically new. Two 15-cubic-foot chest freezers, older models clean but work very good. Use two-door refrigerator with top freezer, have two of those to choose from. Still have that 40-gallon LP gas power vent water heater in great working condition. I used 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Used automatic washer in like new condition. Used 24,000-grain luxury water softener in very good condition. And I closed out on three microwave hood combinations. One new in the box, one that's near new, and also one that has some slight damage. Dishwashers, these are new, under counter and built-in. Convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. And, of course, we do deliver, install, and dispose of the old one and service it after the sale. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we install them, deliver them. All the old heater way, and of course, again, we service them after the sale. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I was reading an article online the other day that I thought was fairly interesting. I was looking through this article, and the headline just kind of caught my attention because the headline said, "How Birth Order Can Affect Your Finances." Now, it was an article written by Gina Roberts Gray for Bankrate.com. It was reprinted on the Fox News website on their business page, but when I was looking through that, I thought, seriously, you know, you've probably heard at different times how some of the psychologists will talk about how where you're born in the family, whether you're firstborn, lastborn, or a middle child, or what have you, how that can affect some common traits that you might have. I guess I've never really seen it put down into financial terms before, how you actually deal with your finances in your life. They say that if you're, you know, firstborn, you tend to be a little bit more, have that responsibility gene, I guess. You feel like you have to take care of things, so therefore a lot of times they're a little bit more in detail about some different types of things. And it depends upon just where you're born, what you come into, but they were using those traits to kind of figure out how that works out into finance and how you order things in your life to prepare yourself for the later years there, too. And they talk so much about, it's more than just, you know, beating up on each other when you're kids, making sure you get the window or get to ride shotgun or what have you, but it's also how it's going to work out the rest of your life. And they talk about maybe a few tricks of the trade can help even you keep your birth order from maybe dragging you down, like your credit score, things like that, piling up debt, different types of things. It was kind of interesting looking through. They said firstborns, if you're the firstborn in your family. Now, I happen to fall into that. Chris, you have one younger sister, correct?
Yep.
So you happen to fall into that category, too. Firstborns, it says. Fierce responsibility is the prominent trait of firstborns. That's according to a board-certified psychiatrist that's quoted in this article. They say that they're the most punctual about paying bills because they love to be seen as stable and dependable. Firstborns won't let financial details like payment due dates and avoiding unnecessary over-the-limit fees fall through the cracks. They also say that firstborns are also phenomenally organized and keep their finances in order, so they often have great credit scores. 35% of your score is based on paying bills on time, so being responsible obviously helps your credit score. But all that perfectionism and drive of being the first in the birth order can backfire as well, because some of the experts that they talk to in this article say that more often than not, being a perfectionist leads to burnout and giving up or maybe setting unrealistic goals, including with your finances, and that can sabotage your finances as well. So they suggest maybe tempering your traits just a little bit. And instead of setting an unrealistic long-term goal, like tripling the amount that you put into your 401k every month, They suggest perhaps setting attainable short-term goals instead, things that you can kind of keep tabs on. Now, what if you're not a firstborn? What if you're one of the middle children? Well, if you're a middle child, middle children tend to be inventive, natural-born problem solvers. They grow up thinking they can handle anything themselves, including money problems. So they say that being inventive can result in constantly moving debt around between, say, for example, different credit cards through cash advances and balance transfers. They say that it also makes them prone to secrecy. They sometimes invent ways to pay a bill or to afford an impulse splurge that can create the need to cover up or just ignore any financial troubles. The secretive side also muddies the middle children's water, making them more likely to hide financial secrets like unpaid bills and accounts sent to collection from their spouses. They believe they can fix the problem themselves. The experts say that when a middle child and their spouse seek a mortgage or a loan together, then a middle's in-the-dark mate may be blindsided with a rejection because of the money-hiding middle's secret poor credit scores. Don't want to have those secrets in the marriage, huh? Temper those traits, though, too, they say. They say you can use some soul-searching helps to resist the temptation to be secretive all the time. If it's maybe embarrassing or disappointing not to have enough money, so you get creative, then instead of secrecy, maybe you want to open up a little bit more and work together to create a mutual plan so you can turn your finances around. Now, what if you're the baby of the family, the last born? Well, the experts say that babies of the family tend to be very social, and they tend to prioritize things like dinners out with friends, latte runs, and trips to the shopping center over budgets, and that sometimes leaves little or no money to actually pay the bills. Well, it's tough for the youngest in the birth order to spot these activities, and they're the first ones to cut if they're in a budget crisis. So a social youngest child sometimes will have problems learning to value saving long-term over the instant gratification of a social event. They say parents often dote on the youngest children, so they're conditioned to rely on others. They get into financial trouble because they can't handle responsibility and may even believe someone will fix their financial problems if their parents have paid bills for them. So they say, again, to temper those traits, you look around for ways to spend less while still being social. You can go out for coffee instead of dinner, or maybe rent a movie with friends instead of dinner and a movie out. You start a social fund, perhaps, as well, to make sure you can kind of spot how much money you spend on some of those social outings and things as well. Now, do you see some of these traits, depending upon where you sit in the line? I see some of those traits falling over into people who were born in different spots, though, in the family. some of these they talk about from the baby of the family. I see from other folks, too, from folks who are first or in the middle somewhere. But these apparently tend to be ones that they've studied over time. Well, that's first, that's middle, and that's last. What if you're the only? Well, only children and firstborns tend to share most birth order-related traits. They say that only children tend to be a lot like firstborns, where they're kind of perfectionists, and generally they're very responsible. But in addition to paying bills on time and generally having a good or great credit score, the experts say that only children also seek approval from superiors and people older than them. And that could lead to trying to impress people at all costs, even if it sometimes means living beyond your means. So once again, temper those traits a little bit. They say it's easy to get caught up in all the impressing, especially if it seems to be working. After all, who doesn't like to be liked? So the experts say only children should slow down and evaluate things, and sometimes just take a breath. Look at your relationship with the person you're trying to impress. If it's a one-way street where you're always shelling out cash just to impress and you're not being equally wooed, then maybe it's time to turn your attention elsewhere. You know, put your money toward a reward with long-term benefits like a paid-off credit card or a padded nest egg or something along those lines. Never really thought much about how where you were born in the family tree and the pecking order can affect things like finances and things. I heard a lot about different types of situations like that. I had a psychology class in high school and a couple more in college as well, where we did talk a little bit about some of the common traits that you see depending upon where you were born in the family. But typically those relate to social skills and things. They don't really often apply them to some other areas of your life, like your finances and things like that. But apparently some of these folks have, and that's why it's on the business section of that website. So how birth order can affect your finances. Now, that's not meant to be an excuse. I know that's kind of how things seem to go in our world these days, is everybody's always looking for an excuse of why it's not their fault. But these are things you can maybe identify and take a look at and maybe train yourself just a little bit to go in the other direction. I know you've got a sister up in the Pacific Northwest somewhere?
Yes.
Do you have any other siblings?
Got a brother in Montana.
In Montana? Oh, in Montana.
I'm the little one.
You're the little... Oh, that explains a lot. Now I know a lot more than I used to. Kendall, tell us more about WNS.
Got a Holland Gas Grills in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener and enjoy soft water all the time. Lots of ranges in stock, gas on electric, freestanding models, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Still have a closeout on a gas slide-in range at below wholesale cost. Refrigerators got over 70 units in stock, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Got some excellent values in side-by-sides and French door bottom freezer models. We do need some clean, used working refrigerator, so as usual, top trade-in allowances on a clean, used refrigerator, the place, WNS Appliance. Stop and see us. The pot's on. It's Thursday. I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.